Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for you and for your tuning in tonight. We are in our 43rd National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance meeting, and that meeting is in session as of 7 o'clock this evening. So we're going to switch on over and stream live. And join us tonight in lifting up the name of Jesus. This is the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. God bless you. Have a great time in the Lord and enjoy the service.
We can praise God for all things. Amen. I do give honor to whom honor is due tonight, our president. Amen. To Pastor Jackson, our overseer. Amen as well. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For all the people of God, to all the ministers of the gospel. Amen. We just thank God for you tonight. Amen. And at this time, we're going to open up tonight with an opening prayer. Amen, by Pastor Jerry Bennett from Lousville, North Carolina, after which you'll hear the voice of Evangelist Patricia Jones from Camden, New Jersey, amen, with our opening scripture. At this time, Pastor Bennett.
Praise God, we do honor the Spirit of the Lord today. is the hell of our life. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this opportunity, amen, once again to assemble together in the name of the Lord, amen, on our 43rd National Pentecostal Ministry line. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of our leaders today. Amen. As we humble our heart and go into prayer, Heavenly Father, once again, oh God, we come before you. Thank you for this precious day. Oh God, for our gathering one more time, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will look down from heaven today, Lord. Look on one by one, Heavenly Father, name by name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you to stop by, Lord Jesus, in the midst of the service, Lord. Move, my God, in a mighty way, Lord. Oh, my God, we need you, Lord, to strengthen us where we're weak, Lord, to build us up where we're torn down, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Send out your blessing tonight, Lord. Father, we need your help, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we only thank thee, O God, for allowing us to come together one more time, Lord. We thank you with a portion of health and strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, send all the living, Lord, through the course of the service, my God. In the name of Jesus, bless each and every listener here, Lord. Look on each and every heart on the line. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we need a blessing, Lord. Bless our soul, Lord. Jesus, strengthen where we be, Lord. Build us up when we're torn down. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you how you brought us down through the course of another year, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh my God, we give you praise tonight, Lord. We give thy name the glory. In the name of Jesus, look on the sick tonight, Lord. Somebody need a touch from thee tonight. In the name of Jesus, heal the troubled mind, Lord. Lift that burden that's too heavy to bear, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we know you're here. Oh, God, we know you got the power, Lord. There's nothing too hard for thee, Lord. Work miracles and do wonders in the midst of the unbeliever. Unstop the get here tonight, Lord. Jesus, blessing the service, Lord. Look on every minister tonight, Lord. Every lame member tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus, supply every need according to the riches and glory, Lord. Make ways out of no way, Lord. Open up doors that seem to be closed, Lord Jesus. Save a lost soul, Lord. In the midst of this revival, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for being God. Beside you, there's no other. We thank with our son Jesus that some have bled and died. Oh, God, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, continue strengthening where we weak, Lord. Build us up where we're torn down, my God. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord, up and down the prayer list today, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Bless the service tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on our president and vice president of this conference, my God. Continue to strengthen, my God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for your many blessings. We ask you to continue to bless us one by one. Oh, God, in name by name, we feel so carefully give thy name praise. All the glory and honor belong unto thee. Ask this prayer today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Now we have our opening scripture by Evangelist Patricia Jones from Camden, New Jersey.
Praise the Lord, saints. I will be reading from St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 35 through 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Thank God for his word. May he sanctify it in our hearts. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for his red word on tonight. Amen. Thank God for Evangelist Patricia Jones. Amen. At this time, amen, we're going to ask for a miracle testimony coming from our very own Mr. Troy Johnson from Camden, New Jersey. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, saints. I first give honor to God, to who's the head of my life, who to our pastor, my pastor, Pastor Jackson, to our president and also our president of this great church, and our assistant president of this great church and the president of this meeting, Pastor Marshall. I thank God for sparing my life. Lord knows when I was sick and couldn't get well, God came in and touched my body. I had to have I was dealing with chest pains for about a week and a half. And something told me, you better go and get checked out. And thank God for Jesus, he spared my life. I went to the hospital, and they said, you had a cardiac event. And then I said, well, when they said cardiac event, I thought it was like something minor. But they did you know, different tests, and they said we had to do a triple bypass. And I thank God for having mercy on me. I was scared. I mean, when they told me what they had to do and what could go wrong, they always tell you the worst case scenario because they want you to be prepared. They told me what could go wrong and even loss of life. And I began to get scared. I began to fear. And I said, well, maybe I'll just put up with the pain. But God began to speak to me. He said, I'll go with you. I'll go with you. And I thank God because he went with me.
Thank you.
And when I came out, the Lord blessed me to come out. And the nurses and the doctors, they were amazed at my recovery. They said, I ain't never seen nobody recover from that type of operation like you did. And they said, even the scar is not like it's supposed to be. It's lighter. It's better. It don't have no complications. But I thank God it was God. It was God's mercy towards me. I didn't do nothing that I deserved it. I didn't do nothing that I was supposed to get it. But God had mercy on me and gave me life. You know, my life.
Thank you, Steve.
And then I went to the doctors for a follow-up. And he began to really explain to me what he had to do. He said, Mr. Johnson, we had to open up your chest, cut your breastbone in half, open up your chest. He said, hey, open up just a little bit. We had to open up wide so we can get our hand in there to get around your heart. And he said, you had a big heart. We had to stop your heart to replace the arteries. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I thank God for having mercy on me because it was God's mercy that got me through. And I'll tell you one thing about it. And I went back to the doctor, and the doctor began telling me, Mr. Johnson, I could tell you're a good person. He said, your chi or your aura, it lets me know that you're a good person. But I began to let him know, it ain't no chi, it ain't no aura. It's God's mercy.
Right.
God came in and saved me. And so then he didn't say too much after that. But then when I went back again, he changed his whole tune. He said, God, have mercy on you, brother. He said, oh, my goodness, God's merciful. He said, God loves you. And I began to say, for as long as God gets the glory. And I thank God for God getting the glory. Amen. I didn't say that to him, but I began to say in my mind, God had me go through that to change that man's mind from talking about the chi and the aura to giving God praise and giving God thanks. And I got to give thanks to God today. Because I don't deserve it, but God had mercy on me. Still going through recovery. Still got some little aches and pains, but I thank God for the pain. I can feel the pains. I'm alive to feel the pains. And I got a mind to serve God and tell of his goodness and worship God in the beauty of holiness. And the one thing about it, we take this thing for granted. We think we're going to live a long time. We think we're invincible. But God let us know, and he shows us, your life is in my hands. And I thank God for my life being in God's hands. No doubt, if I was in somebody else's hands, I would have been dead by now. The man came, a friend of mine, he came and seen while I was in, you know, when I first started recovering, he came and seen me and talked to me and, you know, encouraging me. And the very next week, he had to have the same thing done. And one thing about it, God had mercy on me. He never regained consciousness. He died after not too long after that surgery. But it was God's mercy that got me here. I know that should have been in the same predicament he was in. But God had mercy on me. Took me over, took me through down through the years, through the amputations, through the infections. God still spared my life. And one thing about it, he let me know, you still got to work. You know what? Come down, you think we got a way out and we got an excuse not to. But God let me begin to see. He began to let me read his word, see different people. And he said, you still got to go on. You still got to do my will. Thank God. It might be a little bit more rough. It might be a little strenuous. But I thank God for the mind to do his will. And one thing about it, God gave me, just got to do things a different way. One thing about it, we get used to what we did have, and we get used to it, and we get a little something going on. We feel like we want to stop. But God told me, you just got to do things a little different. And I thank God for the mercy. I thank God. And one thing about it, it's depression and oppression. Try to set in. And when you go through amputations and you go through that the heart surgery, depression will set in on you. If you're not careful, the depression will set in on you. And it tried to set in on me, but I began to pray and turn my face to God and ask him to give me the help. Give me the will to live. The devil tried to tell me, Lord, if you would have died on the table, you would have been in a better place. But I thank God for sparing my life. One thing about it, we can't let depression take over us. We can't let it. The devil trying to bring it on the saints of God. But we got to pray and ask God for deliverance. And I prayed and asked God for deliverance, and he gave me a deliverance. And people see me now. They said, how do you keep going? One man told me, he said, Troy, if I went through with all you went through, I'd be looking for my entry in the bottom of the bottle. I said, the bottom of the bottle is the answer. I said, God is the answer. And I thank God for that. And I thank God he healed me physically. He's healing me physically, and he healed me mentally. And one thing about it, that depression is real. We don't think it, but that depression is real. And if you don't pray and ask God to help you, it'll overtake you. But I can tell you, saints, God gave me the victory. He gave me the victory over this thing. He gave me the victory over the heart surgery. And I'm doing better, but I thank God for what's left. And I got a mind to work for God and do his will. I'm just waiting on God to show me the right way to go about it and the right thing to do. And when he gives me the go-ahead, I plan on going ahead for Jesus. Because the people need to know about the love of God and his tenderness.
Oh, yes.
And I thank God for this beautiful meeting, this 43 years. God allowed me to live to see another, the 43rd Ministerial Alliance. And I thank God for that. It's a blessing. And I'm asking you to pray for me, saints. Pray that God will have his way in my life. And I thank God for this opportunity to tell my testimony. And I ask you to pray much for me. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God is a mighty good God. Amen. God is a merciful God. Amen. I praise God. It doesn't need to take no convincing from me what God can do. Amen. Because I've seen those things with my own eyes. Amen. But to God be the glory. We thank God for the miraculous testimony coming from Minister Troy Johnson. Amen. Out of Camden, New Jersey. Amen. Let us continue to keep him in prayer. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a solo, amen, by evangelist Khadija Hameen, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. At this time, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I thirst the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise, treasures that fade. Never enough, and you came along. put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures, my flaws. Lord, you see them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, and there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into garden. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing
praise
better
the
than the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Don't even need
Amen.
A lot of look.
What's
the? Amen.
You,
so
you
will come up for it. Thank and praise God. Amen. For, amen. That solo coming from Evangelist Khadija. Thank God for her. Evangelist Khadija, her name. And at this time, amen, we ask you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. And we will have in this order Pastor Gary Calloway, Pastor Otis Smith, and Elder Guy Austin. Amen. At this time, we yield. Amen. The phone lines unto you at this time. Pastor Gary Calloway. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we thank God for tonight, our 43rd National Pentecostal Ministerial Lounge. I know we got 5 minutes. So, again, we just thank God for all things at this time. Let me go straight to the word again. I only got 5 minutes. So, go with me to 1 Corinthians 9, chapter verse 4 throughout the 27th verse. And it reads, "Know ye not that they which run in a race, all but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may attain. And every man that strives for this, for the mastery, is temperance in all things. Now they do it to attain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Again, give an honor to you, every our leaders. Again, God is good. The title of this message is Run the Race. The Olympics is going on.
throughout this last couple of weeks. This, I think the climax is at the end of this week. But we must run our race, and the race that is set before us. We must sustain ourselves. There's certain things that must take place in a race. They call it self-control, discipline, or self-denial during this race. You got to run your race. The prize is always before you. The crown that is set before you. We must continue. But then the most important thing is eternal salvation. We got to continue running. In 1 Timothy 4:9, it reads, but refuse profane an old wise fable and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. I say again, run your race. During this pandemic, during this time that we are confronted, during the different challenges, the obstacles, you got to stay in your lane, and you got to run your race. Run it. All the distractions, all that is before us. Listen to Minister Troy, all the different things going on, but yet you got to discipline yourself to hold on when it seems like your world is tearing apart on you. Run your race. Stay focused. Don't give up. In Philippians 3:14, it reads, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You got to continue pressing your way. Every day is not the same. Every day is something that you got to encompass. But yet you got to sustain your faith. The just shall live by faith. You got to hold on. You can't give up now. The night is far spent. We got to sustain ourselves. During this ministerial meeting, the 33rd National Pentecostal, we got to run on. Run like never before. Stay in your race. As I look at the Olympics, all different ones preparing themselves. We talk about years. Yes, some of us been in this race for a long time. And now this is not a time to throw hands up. This is not a time. God, thank you, Jesus. To allow yourself to get upset or mad or throw in the towel. But you got to keep your hands up. You got to continue running your race. Yes, Lord. In Colossians 3:1, I got to rush this thing now. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Run your race. Don't give up now. You hear what I'm saying? Don't run. Don't give up now. In Colossians 3:5, certain things again. As you run this race, you got to exercise yourself. Self-control is a must. But it says here, as you run this race, Colossians 3:5, it says, mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscences, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things take the wrath of God, come on the children of disobedience. Let me close with this particular scripture, Ephesians 6:10. Oh, Lord, I don't know how much time I got. I told my wife to put a finger up when the clock is ticking. I don't want to go over my time. It says here, in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brothers, be strong in this race. There's several things take place in a race. They call it the maintenance mode. And I'll look at the 1,500-meter race. I think it's 1,500-meter race. Oh, yes, Lord. And they were running. There's certain the athletes have to stay in a particular mode. But then they have a kick. And some athletes, when they get so they maintenance, they maintain the pace. What is I'm saying? That through this race that we're in, you got to maintain yourself. The just live by faith again. You got to hold on. You got to hold on. You can't give up now. Stay in the word. Stay before God. Stay in prayer. Yes, Lord. Fast. Do whatever you got to do. My wife said, I got to come. Oh, Lord. I got to close it out now. But finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Run your race. There is a crown. There is a prize. Hold on. Don't give in. Don't give out. But sustain your faith in Christ Jesus. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless
you. God bless
you. Amen. God bless
you. God bless you. Well, me, you know, God bless you. Giving honor to our president, vice president, to each and every one on the line tonight. Thank God for this MPA meeting tonight. Thank God even for each and every one and on the prayer line. At this time, we're going to ask you, we'll turn your Bible to the 34th number of Psalm. We're going to begin at the first verse. And it's a song of David. Say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue in my mouth. I feel something like David here. I will bless the Lord at all times. So sometimes you don't feel like that you have the pressure within him. And that's the way I feel. I will bless the Lord at all times. Then David goes down and says, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Alma shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I mean, exalt means to be lifted up. I believe the Bible let us know, Jesus said that the Bible said, if I, Jesus said it, I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I wonder who will help me lift up Jesus. Jesus is worthy to be lifted up. All that he went through for us, Jesus is worthy to be lifted up. He said in the 4th verse, said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, and he delivered me. I thank God because one day I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry. The cry for the Lord is not a regular cry. I thank you. A cry is when you show up need something from the Lord. And I realized that I needed something from the Lord. So I cried. I cried. He heard my cry. He will, if you cry, the Lord will hear your cry. You got to cry honestly. Like you want something. Some people sometimes they cry, but they don't cry honestly. But I thank God tonight for this scripture. It said in the 5th verse that they looked upon him and were laughing. And their faith was not ashamed. The 6th verse said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all the trouble. You know, one thing I like about Jesus, he don't just save out of some of your trouble, but one thing about it, he stayed out of all your trouble. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I've got this one little thing here, and I can't think about it. But one thing about it, God don't just get save you from half of your trouble. But one thing about it, he can save you out of all your trouble. All your trouble. Bible said, and this poor man crying in the 6th verse. And he heard him say them out of all his trouble. Going a little bit further in the 7th verse, said the angel of the Lord encamped around about them that feared him and delivered them. Said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, oh, fear the Lord, ye is saint, for there is no want to them that fear him. Say the young lion, like the young do like and suffer hunger,
For they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. You know, one thing about it, we the saints, and we fear the Lord. And we don't have a want for nothing, because God is God. As long as we got God, you don't have to fear for nothing. God got his mighty angels all around us. Sometimes Satan might try to attack us, but God got his mighty angels right there to keep the devil from let the devil leave us alone. Hallelujah! Thank God, Jesus. Glory to our name. Oh, taste and see, the Lord is good. Oh, fear ye the Lord, ye all. You have no want for them that fear him. The young lion do like a silver hammer, but you shall not want any good thing. I thank God for the little space. God bless you. Here you
first, give honor to God at the head of my life.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Thank God.
Thank you.
We thank God for our leaders, our president and our vice president. We thank God for this 43rd NPMA. Thank God for everybody. Amen. Thank God for the words I have heard. I'd like to take you for coming with my scriptures, coming from 1 John 5:14 and 15. My thought is, have confidence in the word of God in prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the verse read, 1 John 5:14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen. When we have confidence in the word of God, when we come to him because of Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, we can bring everything to him, all our circumstances, and we can make it with our supplication and request, amen, ask God to come in because we have confidence in the word of God. In other words, what I'm saying is, trust God for what he say, because God is a man that cannot lie. And the last part of the verse says that according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have a petition that we desire of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know that deliverance, amen, is in his word. Amen. He will deliver us. Amen. He give us mercy. And he also bless us. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's where 1 Timothy 2 and 8 says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In other words, you trust in God totally. Whatever that's going on, give it to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Philippians 4 and 6 tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. In other words, you come to God with your hands up. Amen. Not doubting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Believing that God going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. This is faith. We walk in by faith and not by sight. We believe God will do what he says to do. We have to stand on his word and on his promises. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Because he will deliver us. He will give us mercy. He will bless us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And whatever that you're going through, amen, the songwriter say, take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. Amen, praise the Lord. God is standing right there with his hands wide open, amen, and say, come unto me, all that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Amen. We often hear this commercial. You're in good hands with all states. Oh, no. You're in better hands in Christ Jesus because he can do what man can't do. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the reason we should trust in the word of God. Amen. We have to be like the Hebrew boys. Amen. If God don't deliver, we know he's able. Amen. Praise the Lord. We look unto him who are the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, we're going through. Amen. But he said, I won't leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God, amen, for who he is. Because Hebrews 11:6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You seek him with all your heart, mind, and soul, and say, Lord, here I am. I'm your child. Amen. You said anything I ask, believe, Lord. You say you'll do it according to your will. Amen. I just thank God, amen, for who he is and what he's doing. And he healing, he delivering, and he's setting free. Amen. Thank God, amen, for this NPMA meeting. Thank God because it's the 43rd year that God is still blessing his ministers, his people, and opening doors, amen, that no man can shut. Amen. We must continue to trust in the word of God, and God will bless us abundantly. Pray for me.
We say thank God for his word. We praise God, amen, for the
thank
word
God
of God on tonight. Running through and pastors and Elder Guy Austin. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if Pastor Gary Simpson out of Glassboro, New Jersey, amen, will bring us in a closing prayer.
I'm going to ask that you bow your heads, humble your heart. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, God, now look on us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we ask that you bless, Lord. Oh, God, bless those that are sick tonight, oh God. Oh, God, bless those that are afflicted in their body, oh God. Look on those that are laying on their hospital bed, oh God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch and heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we ask that you look upon all our leaders tonight, oh, God, one by one, name by name, oh, God. Oh, God, help them to lead and guide your people, God. Oh, God, give them visions, give them revelations, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, look upon every deacon tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, every missionary, oh, God, every evangelist, oh, God, every elder, oh, God, every minister tonight, oh, God, every boy and girl, oh, God, every lay member, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you save tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we realize you got all power in your hand, oh, God. You can do anything but fail, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you look upon every church tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, save, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we're looking to the hills which cometh thy help, oh, God. Realize all our help come from you, oh, God. Oh, God, have mercy on us, oh, God. Oh, God, we realize time is winding up, oh, God. It's getting late in the evening, Lord, and the sun is going down. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we need your help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we can do nothing without you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we realize, oh, God, prayer can go where we can't go tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, touch your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let your will be done. Let our will perish, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we count it done tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, bless in this ministerial meeting, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We realize we're over the airways, oh, God.
Oh, God, we realize, although you are a miracle worker, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to look upon those that are lost tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, so many are down in the valley and can't get back, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, bring that backslider back to the fold, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let your will be done, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we're counting it down. We're believing you at your word tonight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, blessing every home tonight, oh, God. Saving every home, oh, God. Oh, God, save on the jobs, oh, God. Save in the schoolhouse, oh, God. Oh, God, save in the house, oh, God. Save in the jailhouse, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, fix it tonight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, give us patience tonight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, teach us how to wait on you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let it be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to look upon every church from the north to the south, from the east to the west, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, when we go in our room and we don't come out no more, God. Oh, God, we ask that you save us a seat in your kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. These and all these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God. Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen. Coming through our very own Pastor Gary Simpkins. Amen. Out of Glassboro, New Jersey. Amen. Church, let us keep on praying. Amen. At this time, we will ask for brief remarks. Amen. Through Assistant Pastor Linda Calloway. Amen. Out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Amen. Evangelist Bertha Jones. Out of Camden, New Jersey, Evangelist Linda Pargo, amen, out of Georgia, amen, Athens, Georgia, amen, and Evangelist May Edmond out of Camden, New Jersey, in that order, if you will. May God bless you at this time.
God bless you. And we pray to thank God for the word of God. From each minister, as pastor, and elders, amen. We can say with truth that God is good. Amen. And bless the Lord. Amen. And it's confidence we have in the word. Amen. We pray to thank God, encourage the speakers just to keep on preaching the word. Amen. I got so much out of the word of God. Amen. My soul is yet happy. My soul is yet going on with the Lord. Amen. God is yet healing. God is yet doing the work. Amen. God is yet, the Holy Ghost is yet falling. Amen. I thank God. Amen. I can still feel God's presence. Amen. Even from last color meet, I can still feel the presence of God moving all over me. Amen. God, I thank you. Amen. Run your race. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. This confidence we have in God, amen, we can move and go on with the Lord in an evil day like today as you continue to pray our strength in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Evangelist Bertha Jones.
The word of God come to our preachers, how the word of God come to our preachers, how I enjoy the word, and take the word of God in. I want to say to each and every one, all y'all, just keep preaching.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for every, amen, thought and word of God on tonight. Amen. And I thank God even for, amen, another opportunity. Amen. And I'm able to be, amen, with the people of God in the National Pentecostal Minister Alliance. And I just praise God that down through the years how God has blessed and has helped us, amen, to do, amen, the work of the Lord. And I praise God, amen, for this 43rd, amen, a National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance. Amen. Even from the first until the 43rd, amen, year of this meeting, how God has blessed down through the years and the places and things that we have been able to go, and the souls that have been saved and strengthened and healed, even through, amen, the word of God and in this ministry of the National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance. So I just want to thank God today. I can say truly God has been good to us and blessed us. Amen. I mean, tremendously, we've seen, amen, how God saved and healed and delivered. And I just praise God for all things and even for sparing me to be able to be in every one of them. I think I may have missed one, amen, through the 43 years. And I thank God I've seen God, amen, move and bless, amen, save, heal, and deliver through this meeting. So I just want to thank God even for this opportunity, amen, to be, amen, a part of this, amen, ministry on tonight. Amen. I'm just desiring your prayers that you continue and pray for me.
Praise the Lord. I do honor the spirit of the Lord, my pastor, and Pastor Marshall, Mother Marshall, all of the leaders. I thank the Lord for the word of God that came forth on tonight. I truly enjoyed every passage of scripture that was brought forth. My soul is encouraged, and I want to encourage our preachers to continue preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Patricia Jones, amen, to give us any special announcements at this time, after which next voice you'll be hearing, amen, is Pastor Jackson.
Praise the Lord, saint.
Praise the Lord.
My phone is going. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. We thank God for this 43rd National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance. I thought about the scripture that says the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. We thank God for this National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance. And I tell you, from last year to this year, we are so very blessed. I'm listening to the testimony of our dear minister. I tell you, saints, we could have been mourning this NPMA, but God has yet given us life. We are yet celebrating life. And I thank God for that. I have a brief announcement to make. Even as Evangelist Paldo has stated, how that the Lord is continuing to save and he's continuing to work on the souls of men. Some people think that God is not saving anymore, but his hand is not shortened that it cannot save. He's still saving. Amen. If you want to be saved, he can save you. Now, praise God. I just want to thank God for our NPMA Time, Place, Ways, and Means Committee members, each and every one of them. And I just want to say we thank God for this individual who's been working very willingly with us down through the years with the MPMA Activities Committee. And now that the Lord has reclaimed and delivered her, we are very happy to announce that Sister Patricia Thompson is now an official member of the Time, Place, Ways, and Means Committee for the MPMA. And I'm reminded of the scripture, Jeremiah 31:3, that the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And saints, let's continue to love the souls. We don't know how the Lord is going to bless. Sometimes people want to be around us, and we can't shove them away. We got to love them.
Amen.
Just like the Lord said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. We want you all welcome to Patricia Thompson on the Time, Place, Ways, and Means Committee. We want to give God the glory. We welcome you. We love you. We are so happy about what God has done for you in your life. He's been there all the time. This is just like putting the icing on the cake. So we thank God for all things. We thank God for you, the people of God. Let's give the Lord a big shout out. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
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 service to the hands of Pastor Jackson.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. After Pastor Jackson, we will hear the book.
First of all, I thank God. I want to give honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God tonight for this. For the Spirit, National Pentecostal Minister Alliance. Thank God for the sounds. Amen. Pastor Marshall, and also the Vice President, his wife, Mother Marshall.
God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for all the ministers and the bands, the deacons, the mothers of Zion. Amen. All everybody that's listening on this service tonight. Thank God for the word of God coming through the ministers of God.
Amen.
And I want to say to you, keep preaching the word of God. God is going to reward you in the end. And I thank God for how God blessed us. Amen. During this pandemic, He's still keeping us alive. And that is a blessing. And I thank God that the people of God have a mind. Amen. To persevere and continue to do God's will. Things not the way that we want it to be now, but I believe that God is going to bring things back to normal, that we can all meet together again in one place. But it's a blessing tonight to just hear your voice Dubai over the phone. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for you all. Amen. I want you to just keep the faith. Keep believing and trusting God. Let's take him at his word, because the end is approaching upon us fast. Once more, I thank God for Pastor Marshall, the president of this ministry, and his wife, the vice president. I want to encourage them to continue to keep on doing the will of God. And I'd like to also say that I thank God for that testimony from Minister Charles Johnson of Victory. And amen.
Yes.
Lord have spared his life. And he got a testimony to tell the rest of the world what God has done for him. I thank
God
for listening on to this service tonight by phone. May God bless you. Amen. But one thing I want to say to you, just don't be a hearer of the word. Please be a doer. That's the only way you're going to be blessed. That's the only way you're going to be saved, by doing the word of God. Amen. Once
more,
I love every one of you, and I ask that you continue to pray for me. But remember this, God is the one that kept us doing this, keep us during this pandemic. He's the one. Amen. And I thank God tonight, because some of our members, they had it, they got it, but God revived them. No one died. God still lets you live on. Yes, God. And that's a blessing.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Can you look to the Lord, keep trusting in, looking unto Jesus, the Alpha and the finisher of our faith. Stay in the word. Stay under the blood. Amen.
Boy,
God, I need your prayers. Continue to pray for me. God bless everyone.
God bless
you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let everything to have that. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise God. We thank God alone. Pastor Jackson. Amen. The Northern District. Amen. President. Amen. At this time, we want to honor, amen, Mother Janice Marshall tonight. Thank God for her. Amen. Let us continue to keep, amen, the body of Christ in prayer. Amen. The last voice you hear will be Pastor Lewis Marshall. Amen. Our NPMA president. Amen. Out of Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. For last stands and dismissal. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We praise God on tonight. Amen. We honor him who is the head of our life. Amen. To our Pastor Jackson. Amen. Praise God in Northern District Overseer. To our president of this meeting. Amen. Pastor Lewis Marshall. Amen. We praise God for all our ministerial staff. Amen. To everyone that's online on tonight. Amen. We're grateful. We thank God. Amen. How he allowed us to come together. Amen. Through way of teleconference. Amen. Amen. For this meeting. Amen. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. We thank God. Amen. For such a beautiful testimony. And I tell you, I was touched through that testimony coming through our own minister, Johnson. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The song came to my mind. I am a living testimony. could have been dead and gone. Amen. I praise God. Amen. That God, amen, had mercy upon us. And as Pastor Jackson mentioned and stated, we thank God how the Lord is keeping us through this pandemic.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We praise God for that. Amen. Because it's no goodness of ours.
Yes.
Amen. But only by his mercy and his grace.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing that we've done so well. Amen.
Oh, yes,
Lord. It's only by his mercy and
Lord.
His grace. Lord,
oh,
God,
yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we got a right to give God thanks. We got a right
Ooh,
to give
yeah.
God the glory
Ooh, yeah.
and give him the praise. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So he alone is worthy.
Ooh, yeah.
And we thank sure. God, amen, for our, amen, our late, amen, General Apostle Samuel W. Holmes. Amen. Praise God for him. How the Lord granted the vision. Amen. To come through him. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes, he may be gone, but he's not forgotten.
Amen.
Amen. We give God the glory, and we thank God for him.
Yes.
Amen, because he had a vision. Amen. Praise God to see that the word of God go out.
Ooh,
amen.
Yes.
That souls of men will hear the word of God and be saved.
Yes.
Amen. And I praise God for it on tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the word coming to all the elders. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Preach a beautiful message, an encouraging message, letting us know. Amen. To run your race. Amen.
Lord.
This is a race. Amen. Glory to God that we have to finish. Amen. It's not given halfway. The prize not given halfway, but we got to go to the end. Glory
Lord,
to God.
Yes.
We're in this race.
Yes.
Amen. I praise God for the word. I thank God for the coming through Elder Smith. Amen. Letting us know I will bless the Lord at all times, not
right.
sometimes.
Right.
We got a right to bless him at all times.
Yes.
Yes, not just only when we feel good. Amen. But when we're not feeling as well, we yet got to give God the glory.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
In the word, let us know. Have confidence in God, in the word of God, and in prayer. Amen. We encourage the elder, keep preaching the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Because the word of God is what's going to save us. The word of God is what's going to stand when everything else fails. God's word is going to stand. Amen.
Oh,
so we encourage, amen, our ministerial staff, amen, to continue to look to the Lord. Everyone that's on the line, you that don't know the Lord and the partner of your
yes,
sin,
Lord.
It's time to come on in the office.
Oh, yes. Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Why, amen. Why? Because one day it's going to rain, and it's
amen.
Not going to be water, but it's going to be fire this time.
Amen.
Amen. So we encourage you to seek the Lord while he may be found and call on him while he is near. That's what this ministerial line is. Amen. Praise God. We know that we be going to different places. Amen. Amen. Spreading the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Letting the dying world know, because people need to know
yes,
who
Lord.
Jesus is, and it yet remains holy. Amen.
Yes,
yes Lord. It have not changed. Amen. God yet requiring holiness.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for all things. Amen. I'm yet encouraged through the word of God and yet got a mind to do the will of God, and I'm desiring your prayers. Amen. That you continue to pray for me. God bless
God
you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Truly, God bless you, saints of God. Amen. Our beloved President. Amen. Lord, this room is here once again. Thank God for all the pastors, elders, ministers, and evangelists tonight. Once again, everyone that's on the line, we're thanking God for this 43rd, amen, National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance. Amen. And for all that God has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do. Amen. We're so grateful tonight for the word. Amen. Coming through our elders. Amen. And we encourage them to keep preaching the word of God. I was listening, amen, to our dear minister, our brother, amen, Minister Johnson. Amen. Glory to God. It touched my heart. Amen. To know and to hear. Amen. To cry the victory that God had given him. Sometimes because we know one another. We're aware of one another. Amen. Sometimes the affliction doesn't seem so spectacular and so miraculous. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, that's a miracle.
Oh, yes.
Amen. When God opened the eyes of the unbeliever and see and know that this is God.
Yes.
Amen. We got a right to thank God tonight. We got a right to magnify God tonight.
Yes.
Let us give God some praise, church.
Thank
Come
you.
On, let us give God some praise.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. We see. Amen. We're witnesses. We're witnesses. And see what God has done. Amen. God's been a miracle worker. Amen. We thank God. And amen. I hope our ministry staff and all and everyone was listening intently. Mm-hmm. Amen. As he made in his testimony, made this statement, word, sometimes the enemy come to you and tell you, give you an eye, and it seemed to be a so-called excuse not to work and not to be about our Father's business. But we have heard it tonight. Amen. Amen. And God give it to him and tell, let him know with all the afflictions, the illnesses, the amputations, the heart operation. Amen. We still got to work. We got work to do. Hallelujah. We yet got work to do, church, in a day and a time like this. Amen. Nothing is going to be able to, amen, cushion us. Oh, amen, to be us from not doing the will of God. Nothing is not going to be able to stand between us. And we'll be able to tell God, Lord, I didn't do it because of nothing so. We won't be like those, be able to be like those, amen, that receive talents.
Amen.
Amen. Some added to that talent. And there the one that, amen, we didn't hear this talent. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Glory to God. It won't be acceptable in God's sight tonight. Amen. And I believe this is what, amen, I laid General Overseer foresee in the vision,
mm-hmm,
that the gospel be preached, amen, taught and instructed, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation, regardless of, amen, the ups and the downs. Amen. God is able to bring us through. Amen. And we keep laboring and keep putting our time in. And we're so grateful once again, amen, for this conference and for that which God has done. And we encourage, amen, Minister Johnson, keep telling it that way. Keep ministering the way God give you the minister. Amen. You, amen. Whether you go back to the doctor, whether you down to the drugstore, amen, or wherever you may be, tell somebody what the Lord has done.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And even till we know he's a miracle,
yes,
when he mentioned about the soul that come in his room and talk to him, amen, had to end up going through the same surgery, but he didn't make it. Glory be to God. We thank God that, amen, God spared his life, Minister Johnson, and kept him with us a while longer. We're grateful tonight. We thank God for his goodness, and also we thank God for our own sister, Patricia Thompson. Amen. You know the Bible says, whatsoever your hands find to do, do it. Amen. Basically, with all your might.
Yes.
Amen. And for years, she's been assisting, amen, the committee, acting the committee, amen, in the behalf of laboring and working behind the scene.
Amen.
Amen. Not getting up, blowing no trumpet, not making a whole lot of noise about anything, but just putting forth work.
Yes.
That's what God needs. He needs workers that's willing to work. And allow the work to speak for themselves.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God for her. Amen. And we encourage her to keep looking to God. Amen. Keep doing what you're doing, even the more, and aiding and working with the committee as a whole. We're so grateful tonight. We thank God for every listener tonight. Amen. Every soul on the sound of our voice. Amen. God has been truly good to us. Amen. And kept us. Even to this present time, if we're going to make it and go further, it's going to be nobody but the Lord.
Amen.
And we're grateful tonight how the Lord has met us here, amen, at the start of this, amen, conference. And we encourage the people of God to keep looking to God, keep trusting him in these last and evil days. Amen. At this time, are there any announcements? Are there any announcements at this time? God bless you. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, we're grateful. Thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Amen. For that which God has done. Amen. Let us, amen, come again and assemble
assemble on tomorrow evening at Saturday, on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. Amen. And let us come looking to God, trusting God, knowing that God is a way maker.
Oh, yes.
And we're praying continuously also on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. We're looking to come together once again. And also, amen, 7 o'clock Sunday evening. Let us continue to look to God and pray ye one for another. We thank God for all and everyone, amen, in a time and a day like today. We encourage you, keep praying and keep looking to God. Let us keep trusting God, amen, for all he has done for us. Amen. That's so if all hearts and minds are clear at this time, amen. Just bring us to our dismissal. Amen. I'm going to ask that you lift your hands and repeat after me. Now to God our Father.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful service on tonight. We thank God for you once again tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I hope that you were blessed through this service on tonight. I can say the truth, I am encouraged listening to the glorious testimony of our dear Minister Johnson and how God blessed him and brought him through of a truth that is just so encouraging to know that God is yet working miracles and doing great work. And I truly thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for all of you, and I just want to let you know that we will be convening the 43rd National Pentecostal Ministerial Alliance meeting on tomorrow night and on Sunday, as you just heard our NPMA president say. And if you would like to tune in, I want to encourage you to tune in on tomorrow night. You can get a pen and paper and write this number down. Call in. The service will begin at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And the number to call is, I had it in hand, and that will be a conference call. We're still in our conference. So let me get that number for you so you can write it down and join us once again on tomorrow for a glorious time in the Lord. Looking forward to the Lord sending forth his word. Praise be to God. And I'm going to have to look it up in my phone because I basically had it in my hand and then I turned away from it. So let me just look this up. I think I have it right here. So if you're ready to write, the number to call is 508-924-2348. And there's no access code. Once again, that number is 508-924-2348. And again, you are welcome to dial in tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. Looking for a great time in the Lord. And we ask you to continue to pray for all of those who are on our prayer list. Let us continue in prayer for the bereaved families. And also let us keep praying one for another. Thank God for you and for your continued support, for your prayers, and for your love. May God bless you greatly, and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. Looking forward to you tuning in with us on tomorrow night, not on the broadcast, but in the teleconference service, and again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. We will be broadcasting live. We don't have a service at 3:30. I would love to have this Sunday morning service streamed. That's when our NPMA president will be preaching, and you are certainly welcome to dial in on the teleconference line to hear that service. If you're not in service or not busy, you can dial in. The service will begin at 11 a.m., 11 a.m., and it's the same number. And I'll give it out just one more time in case you didn't get it. The number is 508-924-2348. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you, and we are praying for you.